Welcome to another edition of Jeep in Motion, showcasing projects under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program. Today we focus on government's initiative to collect plastic bottles and generate employment. Okay. 3,000 Jamaicans are being targeted for employment over the next 3 years under a national plastic recycling initiative dubbed Recycle Now Jamaica. The initiative involves collaboration among the Jamaica Emergency Employment Program JEEP, Recycling Partners of Jamaica Limited, and local manufacturers, and is seeking to recover an estimated 4,690 tons of plastic bottles. Under the project, employment will be generated from sourcing, collecting, transferring, and baling plastic bottles.
We are hoping to create employment for about 3,000 persons. And that is really good use for the funds that we have. Because persons can, it's not a big money-making thing, but you can eat from it.
Project Director for JEEP, Lucille Broadbaugh. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Transport, Works and Housing, Dr. Maurice Guy, says the initiative will, over time, lead to a reduction in plastic waste.
The project has many initiatives, some of which include increased recycling through the use of the opportunities provided from the activities of Recycling Partners of Jamaica Limited, reduce plastic waste entering the official disposal sites, a cleaner Jamaica with less PET waste dumped into waterways and the interior of the island, improvement in the data collected on PET materials, and increases in the rate of sustainable employment.
Participants will receive a jumbo recycling bag, which will be used for collecting plastic bottles. They will be required to deliver these bags at one of three locations identified for collection of bottles. These are Port Maria St. Mary, Martins Hill, Manchester, and Lyndhurst Road, Kingston and St. Andrew. The St. Mary facility is now officially open. Resident of Arrochabessa St. Mary, Michael Matthews, is expectant about opportunities for employment.
We're so glad and happy that something is in place for the recycling of plastic bottles for the parish of St. Mary and Jamaica at large. I'm very much touched by the employment which the people will receive through this process of the plastic bottle recycling. And I do hope and trust that we will take it serious because it's a step for keeping our environment and our community clean. And this plastic bottle recycling project will in turn remove from trash to cash.
Derek Robinson, a resident of Port Maria, has high expectations for the plastic recycling initiative.
For one, what impressed me most is the partnership with the Corporate Jamaica. Because Corporate Jamaica and any corporate world, they love continuation. So I love that. The other thing that I love is the commitment of the government to Corporate Jamaica, because at this time, it is important for corporate confidence that governance move forward. So I'm very happy and it has good success in store for us.
The plastic recycling project is part of a long-term solution to deal with plastic waste. JEEP is one of the government's strategies to counter chronic unemployment among some Jamaicans, particularly those in lower socioeconomic groups. JEEP also provides employment for persons with special needs, as well as those with low skill levels. That's it for today's edition of Jeep in Motion. Join us again next time as we continue to look at developments under the ongoing Jamaica Emergency Employment Program, Jeep.
Vote for any public sector entity or individual of choice by calling our toll-free line 1-888-991-2752 or vote online at www.cabinet.gov.jm or place your entry forms in voting boxes at various entities.
It's time to vote, time to give the winners recognition. The public sector customer service competition is here.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.